The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone, and happy to be here with you all. And I want to start with an analogy. And if you, maybe you go on a cross-country train trip and you're going along and after a while you just settle into the train trip looking out the window and you pass many things, many little sights. And after a while you find yourself not commenting on what you're seeing or not having preferences for what you see or not being, you know, having any reaction to what you see. You see a beautiful tree goes by, just a tree, and it goes by kind of quickly. You see a ugly house, it's an ugly house. You just see it, and there's so much change, so much variety, so many different things coming through. You're just kind of like, almost like settling back, relaxing, just seeing it all without making anything of it, reacting to it, preferring one thing over the other. You're in the train looking out the window. Out the window is just the scenery. It just goes by. And it's kind of interesting. It's kind of relaxing and kind of nice not to have an opinion about everything and just to let it be as it is, simple. And then halfway through the country, you go through your old town where you grew up in and right through the middle of it. And suddenly it was, oh no, They tore down my school, or, oh, look at that, they put in a nice park. How could they build this big skyscraper like that in the middle of this place? And suddenly there's all these opinions, reactions, intensely interested in everything and being for and against it. And then you finish going through your town and you're off into some part of the country you have never been to before and you realize, wow, that was exhausting. All that reactivity, all those judgments, all those preoccupations. And then slowly over time you settle back and then it's just the scenery going by and you clearly see it, but it's almost like you enjoy just the sight and just being relaxed and looking. It's not like you're actively enjoying or reacting negatively to anything. It's just it's a pleasure just to look out the window and see. So the one opportunity in meditation is kind of like being sitting in a train, looking out the window and experiencing what happens to us with that kind of freedom, that kind of non-involvement of just going through the countryside in a train and not succumbing to the kind of attention we would have if the train went through our town where everything is so important, everything is something to have an opinion about or react to or want or not want or something, get involved in. It's not that it's wrong to be reactive or be involved in the sights and sounds. For the purpose of meditation, it goes in the wrong direction. It doesn't lead to abiding peace or insight or developing mindfulness. It can actually go in the other direction. It pulls us into the world of stories, ideas, memories, plans for the future. So I use that analogy to represent the kind of recognition we do in meditation. For mindfulness meditation, one of the great keys, practices that really at the heart of mindfulness is a simple recognition of what is happening in the moment without searching for it, recognizing the obvious. And then doing so, like you're going, the train is going through the countryside and you're just kind of seeing it. You're clearly seeing things, but there's no reactivity. There's no assigning me, myself, and mine to that experience. It's just clearly recognized and we allow the train to keep going to the next recognition and the next recognition. And there's something in the simplicity of recognizing something, where there is a kind of a freedom, a kind of a peace. It's a little bit hard to find because often right together with recognition is our preferences, our stories, our ideas, our ways of liking and not liking, or all kinds of things. It's seldom that we allow ourselves a chance to recognize something simply. So just now there was a sound of a train whistle, very faint in the distance. I don't know if you could hear it. And I did a teeny bit with it, and thinking I would tell you about it. But the first passing of it was, coming to my ears, it was like I recognized it as a train whistle, but it was just, there was nothing for or against it. I didn't make anything of it. I didn't think about my story that I told you. So one of the things we want to try to learn to do in mindfulness meditation is to some degree start learning the art of recognition, that it's radically simple. And it's, recognition is represented by this thing called mental noting. Some people like to do it, some people don't. It's using a one-word note, label, to help us be with a simple recognition of the experience. So it could be sound. When I heard the train whistle, just sound. I have an itch. I feel the in-breath, in. Out-breath, out. The theme for this week is thinking. And it's possible to note thinking. People who normally don't like to use mental noting as they meditate will find that the one place where it's useful to note is with thinking. It's a way of using thought to step away from our involvement with thinking. Just a thought rather than thinking. And rather than being swept by the thinking. So the art of recognizing thinking, just thinking, and it could be the most horrible thought anybody has ever had, but just thinking. You're on the train, you're looking out the window. There's no need to be involved in good or bad. It's the most beautiful thought anybody's ever had. We don't have to appropriate or congratulate ourselves. It's just a thought, thinking. Having a memory, just a memory, remembering, planning, thoughts, planning, fantasy. And it's very simple if it's kind of finding our freedom from it and finding the middle way between being for something and against something. It's a tremendous power not to get pulled into what we like or pulled in away, into or away from what we don't like, just to hold steady, thinking, planning, having a conversation, remembering. And in doing so, we begin pulling back away from our entanglement, our involvement, our participation in the world of thinking. And we start becoming free. So, let's go on for a bit, start the meditation. So assuming your meditation posture and gently closing your eyes and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Relaxing as you exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal and continue a little bit the relaxing as you exhale. Settling in. relaxing the mind. The thinking muscle. And if you're thinking a lot, see if you can slow down your thinking. Think a little bit calmer. And then settling down into your breathing. And if you find yourself involved in thinking, take a simple moment to look thinking right in the eye. And like you're relaxed on the train, looking out the window. Note thinking. Where the note, the recognition of thinking, is not the same as thinking more. It's stepping away into a place of non-reactivity, quiet, openness, receptivity. And if it's obvious to be more specific, you can do that. Remembering, planning, fantasizing, discussing something. And see if you can find some freedom and calm and peace in the most radical simplicity, simple aspect of our capacity to note and recognize. When it feels that you've found some freedom from your thinking, then begin again with your breathing. Until thinking pulls you away again. If you're involved in thinking, take a backward step away from it. And then clearly recognize that you're thinking. Simple, radical, simple recognition. You might feel for or against your thinking. But in the recognition, there can be no for or against. Just recognition. In the simplicity of recognition, it can be almost like a light bulb goes on in the mind. That just simply recognizes, it's thinking. It's just thinking. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing true, nothing false. Nothing right, nothing wrong. Just letting it be, simplicity of thinking in that recognition. When we are not glued to our thinking, there is room then to not be influenced by the thoughts we have, to not be caught in the mind stream of thoughts, and instead to observe them, to be free of them, to recognize them. And in that simplicity and freedom of recognition, there might be room to think in beneficial ways. At the end of a meditation, it's good to think in ways that have goodwill for the world that you'll encounter today. Thoughts of generosity and kindness, care. Well wishing. And you might say these words to yourself silently as representations or as representatives of the goodwill that you can find inside of yourself. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may whatever benefits and merit that comes from this meditation this morning, whatever learnings we've had, may it work for the benefit and welfare of the world. May goodness spread out from this meditation out into the world. May all beings be happy. Thank you.